Emmett's time, our guest has been waiting patiently, by the way. It's Tony Clark. He joins us here this morning. And we weren't going to be speaking to Tony about these forthcoming up in elections. They are fast approaching. There's a question in everybody's mind at the moment. Who should I vote for? Well, Tony Clark's here. He's standing for the Green Party and is going to hope to persuade you to vote for him. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
So, Tony, first of all, the question, you know, you want people to vote for you. Yeah, but what have you got that the others haven't got? Why should they vote for you?
Well, I want people to vote Green across the county, not just for me, but for other Green Party candidates. And I think it's because we're not the business-as-usual parties. We're not, you know, all of the parties, it don't matter if you talk about Conservative, UKIP, Labour, Lib Dem, they're all right of centre. And you can't get a Risley, you can't get a cigarette paper between them in terms of their policies. They all want to continue along the same road. And what we're saying is something very different. We're saying, look, we are centre-left in our politics. We don't just want to fine-tune society. We want to change it absolutely. And I think there's a growing unrest in this country with people feeling they're detached from the political system, and we're offering something completely fresh. So, you know, what we, you know, our pitch, if you like, at this election is to say, look, vote for what you believe in. Don't let them get away with it. Let's not carry on with this, you know, malaise that we're in. And if you want a fresh look, if you want to start looking after people, if you want to start readdressing that balance of inequality, then come across to the Greens, because we've got a different message to tell, and we want to support people.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Green Party, well known beforehand for looking at global warming and so on and so on. That's obviously very good for the preserving the world for many, many years to come for our youngsters to live in. Apart from those types of things, keeping things green and clean and so on, renewable energy, what are the things the Green Party offering to people who could vote?
Yeah, people get the green message. That was our being. That's why we were formed. But I think it's more about it. It's about social justice. You know, so what we're doing is we're saying that we want to reinvest in public services. We want our health service to be free of privatisation. We want to stop wasting £100 billion on Trident, on nuclear weapons, and spend that on people. It's about us being the only party that's saying, yes, we need more houses, but we need more social housing to rent, rather than the rest of the parties keep wanting to build houses that nobody can afford to buy. It's about us saying, why are we wasting $45 billion on HS2 when we need to be investing that in local transport? It's about addressing the imbalance that there is now between rich and poor, and saying that, you know, you can't go on having people living on a pittance while people are dashing cash in wheelbarrows. It's about not just social equality, it's about saying that we've all got to live differently if we want to live on the same planet and still have an Earth left in you know, 5 years' time that we can enjoy the resources of. So it's a much broader message.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were a Labour MP in the past. Yeah, why did you change from Labour to the Green Party?
I think they left me, Mark. I think that, you know, when you look at what's happened to Labour in the last 20 years, they used to be a centre-left party. They sold out. They are now Blue Labour. They are a Conservative Party in everything but name. Now, I fell out of them when I was in Parliament and often voted against them. It ended up with them expelling me, and it's the best thing they ever did, because what's happened is that my politics haven't changed. I've always been of the left. The Labour Party have moved on. Fine, let them move on. I've now found a home in the Green Party which matches my politics, and I'm with people who believe in what I believe in, and that's important to me.
How did that make you feel then, being expelled? Because you go into this because you want to make change. Being part of something like the government, if you're in there and yet still you're trying very hard to have your points heard, or, you know, not just at a local level but also a national level, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, it made me feel very bad at the time, because I think there was a lot of us that thought we could change the Labour Party from within. I thought, you know, we thought if we got together we could make and shape the Labour Party in the way we wanted it. It wouldn't happen because the establishment wouldn't allow that. You know, they drew the Labour Party into their own way of running things, and that meant that there was no future for me. And it also meant that there's little future for politics in this country if we allow all of the parties and all of our politics to be controlled by the establishment. When I talk about the establishment, yes, I'm talking about people with money. I'm also talking about those that control the media. I'm also talking about those that cover up every time something goes wrong. I'm talking about the society we live in, their detachment from the people who live their everyday lives and want to work to live, rather than the establishment who want us all to live to work. And that's got to change.
Now, as a Green Party, what will the Green Party offer the town and the county, and indeed the country, that other parties will not be offering, and how will that benefit people living here in Northampton, here on our doorstep?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, we want to reinvest in public services. We already said that we waste 140 billion, it could be, on Trident, on nuclear weapons, and we want that money to go back into public services. So we've seen our councils and our local authority services absolutely decimated in the last few years. We want to reinvest. We want a million more public servants working. We want people to be proud of working in the public service. We want our nurses, our teachers. We want our local government carers. We want our cleaners. We want our street sweepers to feel proud that they work in the public service rather than under attack. We want better public transport. We also want to make sure that that our health service isn't in competition with the hospital down the road, so that we're working for the benefit of the community rather than for the benefit of some shareholder. We want to take Ofsted out of schools because I'm fed up of schools having to go in league tables, compete against other. I'm fed up of parents having to compete and try to get their child in what they see as the best school because somebody said that you're top of the league this year. And we want to make British society more meaningful. We want people to have the choice of how they live their lives, and we want people to live completely differently. We're obsessed with things in this country like growth. Oh, we've got to grow the economy. We've got to grow the economy. Mark, you know, already this country consumes three times more than it actually produces. Now, if we carry on doing that, there's not enough world left for us to keep buying all this stuff. And so we've got to turn politics on its head. And we've got to start being real with people about how we should live our lives and how we can live our lives without affecting the planet, but also how we can enjoy ourselves a bit more.
Mm. Now, as candidates, how much do you value the younger person's vote? And what does your campaign have to offer those who are at a crucial moment in their life?
Yeah, I mean, you know, our party's grown in the last year in Northamptonshire from 57 members to 360. It's a massive shift, and a lot of that's been in that younger age range. We've got a massive society at the university, for instance. And we, you know, I feel, and I think the party really feels for our young, because they're the people who are having to pay the price of failed politicians and failed policies, because they're the people who, if they go to university, they're saddled with thousands of pounds of debt which they can never pay off. Because of that, they can't invest in the economy, so they can't get on the housing ladder. There's no houses for them anyway, but if there were, they couldn't afford to rent them or to buy them. And also, you know, in terms of their employment opportunities, they're being restricted because of the economy being depressed, and because that people are now being forced into low pay, part-time, zero-hour contracts. And it's no future for them. And I think a lot of young people now are saying, we've had enough of that, and that's why they're joining the Green Party in droves. And that's why, you know, we are a party of the young, but it's the young that's going to bring us out of this malaise and bring us out of this mess and hopefully produce a future for all of us.
Well, talking about the young people here in Northampton, how would you help young people that live, say, in an area, maybe say Blackthorn?
Yeah, yeah.
So how would you help them try and get a job and prevent them, you know, possibly joining gangs?
Well, you know, the first thing is, well, I'll come on to gangs in a minute. First thing is, you know, scrap tuition fees, free education for all, so that people have got the best start in life. I think also then you've got to, we want to build 500,000 social houses for rent, make councils have housing available so people can start their lives, so they can start planning their lives. And I think, you know, it's about activity. Because we've cut back so much on local government doesn't do anything other than the basic. And you're lucky if you get that. And so where's the investment in youth? You know, we're, what are we, yards away from where Matafakanti used to be. Mm-hmm. Now, that whole project was based on saying to young people, here's something you can do with your life, rather than sit around getting involved in stuff you really shouldn't be getting involved in. Here's an activity where you can come together, you can organise, you can find training, you can find help, you can find support. So we've got to start investing in public services that go beyond picking up the litter. And that's something the Green Party are very keen to do in terms of trying to give our young people not just a diversion, but an opportunity. And that's when I talk about public service, I talk about how can I help society, not how can I just do the things that have to be done.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of talk about cutting immigration figures. How do you feel that will affect Northamptonshire, positively or negatively?
Well, you know, I despair at this kind of race to the bottom on immigration and all the parties seem to get themselves into. You know, I'm proud of our migrant population. Migrants come to not just this county but to this country, and they work hard and they pay their taxes, and they are a net contributor to our society. Migration has always been. I've got a sticker somewhere on my cycle helmet. Illegal immigration started with Columbus. This country's wealth was built on migration. And yet everybody wants to talk about it negatively. Now, of course, there has to be controls on immigration. Of course, we have to tackle human traffickers. Of course, we have to ensure that there are some controls and that we tackle illegal immigration. But, you know, why are we picking on international students who bring money into the country? Why are we picking on all of those EU migrants who are coming over here working and paying their taxes? You listen to people like Farage. What he wants to do, he wants every European worker that's working in Britain paying tax to go back to their country. So all of the retired British people who are living in Portugal, Spain and France can come over back home and not work because, you know, the reality of cancelling EU freedom to live and roam and work is that not only would all Europeans have to go back to their European countries, but all Brits abroad would have to come back here. Where are they going to live? What are they going to do? What are they going to contribute? And we need a sensible discussion on immigration, which is positive, rather than playing the race card, rather than playing to the bottom. And I refuse to be in this race to the bottom. And I say the Green Party want to be positive about migration, and we want to be positive about allowing people to get on with their lives whilst making sure that we tackle human traffickers and make sure that we have controls in for illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm. So what happens if you don't get voted in, Tony?
It's not just about one election. You know, we're not doing this simply for May the 7th. I mean, we want as many people as possible to vote Green Party on May the 7th. But this is about us trying to change society. And so, you know, if anything, the Green Party is the political whim of a much wider movement. I'm talking now Greenpeace, I'm talking Friends of the Earth, I'm talking a lot of other organisations who want to change society. It's about a lot of those Facebook campaigns. It's a social revolution. So if we get elected, great, because we can start to play our part. If we don't, we're just going to keep going. We're not going away. And that's why more and more people are being attracted to green politics rather than to the same old, same old.
Mm-hmm. So finally, where can people go to find out more information on Green Party policies?
Well, you know, www.greenparty.org.uk is a good starting place because it shows you what we're about and it shows you our policies. They can find me on Twitter, Tony Clark UK. They can find me on Facebook, Tony Clark Northampton. Our local party have got a Facebook group, Northampton Green Party. We're out there. We're easy to find. Google us. Get in touch. But don't just get in touch. Get involved, because we're putting the fun back in politics as well, because it's such a dry subject. I hate this election. I'm fed up of hearing about, you know, how big a party leader's kitchen is and people trying to come across as if they're normal. They're not normal. And the fact they have to try and prove it proves it. And we need to get our politics interesting again. We need to get fun back into our politics. And that's what we're saying to people. Come and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tony, it's been a pleasure speaking with you this morning here on Inspiration FM. Much appreciated. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
Have you picked up any tips while you've been here?
Yep. We've got our new community radio station. I'm not going to plug it. But, you know, just for your listeners, Mark, you know, NNBC will be on air in the summer. But We see ourselves as a friend of Inspiration, and we've already spoken. And we're going to work together, and we're going to make community radio proud and give people in Northampton something they can be proud of as well.
Mm. How important do you think community radio is to communities, Tony?
It's massively.
Because
you know,
you've been on board from day one.
Yeah, and when I talked about politics being taken away from the people, I think media has as well. And so, and even, you know, I love the Beeb, but even they're constrained sometimes as to what they can do. And I think with community radio, NNBC and Inspiration are going to be meeting slightly different needs and slightly different audiences. But it is about being real, and it's about being local, and it's about being accessible. And that has to be a good thing. We've lost the Chronicle and Echo, our daily newspaper. It's gone. It's now a website, and, you know, nobody reads the printed version. And if we want people to be informed in their choices on things like elections, you've got to give them local media. And that's what we want to do.
All right. Tony, we will see you again.
Absolutely.
Soon. You take care. Look after yourself. And thank you for joining us this morning. Tony Clark there from the Green Party. And speaking not just for himself, but for his party and his colleagues here in Northamptonshire as well. He wants you to give a vote. So tell us what you think.